Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Storms, invasive species, diseases, and an aging tree population can all be a challenge, and helping neighborhoods deal with them is the goal of a summer program of the University of Kentucky's Urban Forest Initiative.
Urban forestry is a really critical part of Lexington and surrounding counties, even in places where they don't have such large urban areas. We specialize in urban and community forestry, and I think the College of Ag definitely is a good home for that.
Grace Coy, an outreach specialist for the UK initiative, says this summer they're working with 20 counties in the Bluegrass region, scheduling individual county training through August.
It's a two-hour workshop where they get a lecture-style education component where they learn about different urban tree benefits, but also there's a hands-on component where they actually learn how to conduct their own tree health assessment, and they're able to learn the different language that's involved in communicating tree problems so they can be more well-versed in that concept, especially if they do end up having an issue and need to talk to a professional about it. So we're giving them skills as much as we're giving them knowledge.
Eligible counties this summer include Anderson, Bourbon, Boyle, Clark, Estill, Fayette, Franklin, Garrett, Harrison, Jessamine, Lincoln, Madison, Mercer, Montgomery, Nicholas, Owen, Powell, Scott, Shelby, and Woodford. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
One challenge drawing attention to community tree care in recent years is spread of the emerald ash borer.
Yes, that's a very common concern that comes up during workshops with EAB. Also, we have some different things coming up, like bacterial leaf scorch, things like that. So it's always good to help people learn about what they can be doing to either prevent those things or to handle any kind of losses they may have suffered because of that.
Grace Coy says community leaders can check with their local extension office about participation. If things go well this summer, they could expand.
This summer, just because we do only have 3 people doing workshops, so we have limited it to the Bluegrass region. But if these get a lot of great feedback, we'd love to extend out further into the state.
UK's Grace Coy on the Community Forest Canopy, a resource worth protecting. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.